Hello, everyone. Today we are reading from Numbers chapter 9. We have Pastor Joshua sharing. So, hallelujah, brothers and sisters, morning to you all. Now we have started our morning devotion for this week. We continue on the book of Numbers. Today we will be on Numbers chapter 9. We have shared on 8 chapters. God continues to unfold His mystery to us. I remember chapter 8, I titled it as the ministry that let all blessings flow. The priests are to tend the lamb and the Levites are to serve. And then the Levites are to serve the priests. The Levites are also to be in place of all the firstborn of Israelites, to in place of every family. As the priest lights the lamb and the Levites offered themselves totally, the whole ministry will overflow from top to bottom. In order for the blessings to overflow, then the Levites are to offer themselves. And then in last chapter, we also read about how God responds to every gifts present to Him. We have shared on 8 chapters. The Israelites encamp, God numbered them, anointed them, touched them. Every one of them was touched by God, was visited by God, was shown grace. That was the second month of that year. But now, this chapter, we backtrack to the first month. To observe Passover is the 14th month of the 13th day of the first month. Now they are to encamp. They aligned themselves with the Ark of the Covenant. They were numbered, every one of them, positioned in their own post. They aligned themselves with God, positioned to God. In the middle, there were like Levites in place of them and priests leading everyone. In the whole wilderness, they positioned themselves to God. Everyone was ready. And everyone brought their presents to God. And God blessed every present except their present. And God chose head of the leader of each tribe. And let the Levites and the priests rise and serve. From chapter 1 to chapter 8, we're preparing Israel how to move forward, preparing them. The Israelites encamped, being numbered. Priests and Levites were ready in their midst, ready to serve. A tent of meeting all set up. And the most important of all was, it's about the cloud, the presence of God. So everything was ready. Then the cloud came down. Then the Israelites must follow the cloud. Follow the cloud of God. Without the preparation of the previous 8 chapters, without the numbering in the previous chapters, and camp, pitch up tent, aligning themselves with God, and without the Levites and the priests, their services, their ministries, without the offering, the presence of the Israelites to God, we would not be able to come to chapter 9. Chapter 9 is very, very important. There's the presence of God came down. The title for this chapter, Follow God's Presence. Follow God's Presence. Another title will be Move Forward in God's Grace. Move forward in the midst of God's grace. God's presence is God's grace. Everything is God's grace. Therefore, on one hand, we would say we follow God's presence. On one hand, we say that tents of meeting in the midst, in the middle, right in the middle, everyone encamped and align themselves with God, presents gifts to God. Everything was ready. And then this chapter, the cloud came down. Everyone must follow the cloud. Everything was the grace of God. That's the God's preparing us. We preparing ourselves. So God and man both were preparing. God gave grace, man followed. You want to follow, you want to align yourself with God. The Levites must carry all these services. The priests must take the lead. We have our part to play. Imagine the high priest Aaron lost two of his sons because they offered an unauthorized fire. He was not allowed to cry because God is not to be mocked. The Israelites could moan, could cry, could wail, but he, the father, could not. He must contain his emotion before God. He was quiet. He was silent. Two of his sons died. Yet he was quiet, he was silent before God. He only had two sons left following him. Imagine that. He was preparing himself, he was willing to offer himself. There was fire from God and killed his two elder sons. They offer unauthorized fire, not according to God's command. They got burned down. And Aaron, with his another two sons, not to mourn, not to wail, he continued to serve before God. We must offer ourselves. That's how the high priest offered himself. And God is to give grace. In this way, the whole congregation can move forward, were able to move forward. This is grace of God too. Follow the presence of God and move forward in God's grace. Now we go into our scripture, chapter 9 of Numbers. Today we have Pastor Joshua sharing. It's divided into two paragraphs. Verse 1 to 14 is the first paragraph. Everyone enters into salvation, the first paragraph. Everyone goes into salvation. You do not just commemorate salvation. You need to go into salvation. Verse 1, the Lord spoke to Moses in the desert of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they came out of Egypt. He said, have the Israelites celebrate the Passover at the appointed time. Celebrate it at the appointed time at twilight on the 14th day of this month in accordance with all its rules and regulation. Verse 1 to 3. Verse 4, so Moses told the Israelites to celebrate the Passover, and they did so in the desert of Sinai at twilight on the 14th day of the first month. The Israelites did everything just as the Lord commanded Moses. Verse 4 to 5. First month of the second year. So the Lord was still in the desert of Sinai and commanded them to celebrate the Passover at the appointed time. First month of the second year. It's actually at the earlier time than chapter 1. If you turn to chapter 1, Numbers chapter 1, please turn to Numbers chapter 1. Remember, the Lord spoke to Moses in the tent of meeting in the desert of Sinai on the first day of the second month of the second year after the Israelites came out of Egypt. And here is the first month of the second year. Can you see? Take the census and count and number all the men. That's the first day of the second month, chapter 1. But here, chapter 9 is the first month of the first year. It's kind of like backdated a month ago. What happened before the chapter 1? It's recorded after the numbering. God visited them. And here he talks about the coming down of the cloud. Numbering is very, very important. They encamped, very important. And yet, God's grace, before the numbering, before the encamping, you move forward by God's grace, in God's grace. Here, the Lord spoke to Moses to have the Israelites celebrate the Passover at the appointed time. At the appointed time, that's the twilight on the 14th day of this month. So the Israelites did everything just as the Lord commanded Moses. So they did so in the desert of Sinai at twilight on the 14th day of the first month, according to what the Lord had commanded Moses. Here talks about their observing, celebrating the Passover. Passover commemorates the power of God saving them, delivering them out of Egypt. They were in the land of slavery. They were slaves in the land of Egypt. And God sent Moses to deliver them, to save them, rescue them. Therefore, 10 plagues happened with the might and power of God. They got saved them. Then at twilight, they observed Passover. Then they exodus Egypt, because that night God passed over their door, preserved their firstborns. All the firstborn of the Israelites were preserved, but the firstborn of the Egyptians were all perished. They experienced salvation. Passover is God's salvation. Here, God commanded the Israelites to celebrate the Passover. It's only a year ago. They do not just remember what happened. They look back, recall. You celebrate, observe this festival. It's not just to think back, to commemorate, but to give thanks. But once again, you need to enter into the salvation, because Jesus Christ had not come at that time. The Passover signified the coming of Jesus Christ, the Passover lamb, and then the death of Jesus. Jesus died for them, that the salvation. As they observed Passover that way, so in faith they entered into the salvation. But now they look back, think back, recalling. It's an action of faith, act of faith. God has done that, and that's how their life were preserved. Now they are in the wilderness. It's the first time they observe Passover after leaving Egypt. Then God specially said, God commanded them. Then that's why it's repeatedly recorded here. They observe Passover on that day. What was their sentiment in observing the Passover? Did they think that, oh no, now we need to celebrate Passover even in the desert? Is it how they feel? Was it, you need to slaughter so many animals? We have so many limited resources. Oh, why not wait until we enter into the promised land? Do you think it could be us thinking like that? Day is so hard now. How do we bring offering? And may God bless me more than I can give. Your promise come true in my life. I will serve you. I will bring offering. Maybe we are in sickness. We will say to God, oh God, you heal me. If I'm healed, I will offer myself. I will offer myself. I bring offering. Some people think like that, don't we? But was it the case? Was it? Were they to observe Passover only after they entered into Promised Land? No, that's not the case. In the whole wilderness period, every year, at the appointed time, fixed day, twilight, 14 days, they were to observe Passover, even in the time of wilderness. In faith, you entered into God's salvation. Yes, God has saved you. God has rescued you. God's promise lies ahead of you. Then in faith, we continue to go forward and enter into the grace of salvation. How did they feel at the time, the Israelites? Was it what I just mentioned? No, that's not the case. They really, really want to celebrate, observe this Passover. We can tell from the scripture. In the Bible, tells us, verse 6, but some of them could not celebrate the Passover on that day because they were ceremonially unclean on account of a dead body. So they came to Moses and Aaron that same day and said to Moses, we have become unclean because of a dead body, but why should we be kept from presenting the Lord's offering with the other Israelites at the appointed time? Then Moses answered them, wait until I find out what the Lord commands concerning you. They came before Moses because they really, really want to observe the Passover. But they were ceremonial unclean because on account of the dead body. They did not do it intentionally. So they were unclean. They were ceremonial unclean. They committed an intentional sin. They could not observe the Passover because they were ceremonial unclean. But they really, really want to observe that. So they went to inquire of Moses. There's something that we must learn, brothers and sisters. Their hearts really, really want to observe Passover. That should be our hearts too. We really want the pandemic to go to pass, that the economy will recover soon. Everything will recover to its norm or previous norm. But if he has not, what should we do? Oh, we worship God, we bring offering only when everything returns to normal and observe festival. Is it the case? No. Regardless, we should observe the festivals in order to enter into salvation. Everyone must enter into salvation in faith. So Passover is to commemorate the day of salvation. We remember that day. We continue to follow this grace in faith. Verse 9 to 14, God showed them grace. When any one of you or your descendants are unclean because of a dead body or away on a journey, they may still celebrate the Lord's Passover. Verse 10. If you were far away and then you committed an intentional sin, it doesn't mean that you are exempted from observing this Passover. No, you continue to observe Passover. Uh, it should be observed on the 14th day of the first month. But if you are away or away on a journey or unclean because of a dead body, they may still celebrate the lost Passover. Even though you are on a journey, you are ceremonial and clean, and you still want to observe that, then God said, on the 14th day of the second month, that's 1 month later, you may observe Passover. All the rules and regulations are the same as you observe it on the 13th month of the first month. You know, you are a ceremonial unclean, you are away on a journey, then you observe that on the 14th day of the second month, that 1 month later. But if they are ceremonially clean and not on a journey, fails to celebrate Passover, that person must be cut off from his people. Verse 13, because he did not present the lost offering at the appointed time, that man will bear the consequences of his sin. Verse 13. This is very, very important. Verse 13, if you do not observe Passover, then no rain, no blessing. And if you do not observe Passover, because he did not present the Lord's offering at the appointed time, then he needs to be cut off. Amen. The man will bear the consequences of his sins. That's the Lamb representing Jesus Christ bearing all our sins. We are to bring the Lord's offering, to present the Lord's offering. If we do not present the Lord's offering, we will bear the consequences of our sins. But if we present the Lord's offering, we give our sins to God and to Jesus, on Jesus. And Jesus, the Lord, laid our sins on Jesus. Presenting the Lord's offering at the Passover is to present the Lord's offering so that the sins be upon Christ. Without doing that, his sins, he still bears his own consequences of the sin. He will be cut off from his people. Everyone wants to present the Lord's offering. Verse 6 and 7. Why should we be kept from presenting the Lord's offering with the other Israelites at the appointed time? Verse 7. They really, really want to present the Lord's offering on Passover. And here, verse 13 telling us that, you know, if you are not ceremonially clean and not on a journey, and yet you fail to celebrate Passover, then you will be cut off from your people because you bear the consequences of your own sin. Can you see it here? Passover to the Israelites is for them to continue to enter into the sin. How do they enter into the salvation? They celebrate Passover. They do what is required of them. Eat the food, present the offering to show that they are the redeemed one. Once again, they go into the redemption and present the Lord's offering. This is an act of faith. Brothers and sisters, in the Passover will be coming soon. Feast of Tabernacle will be coming up, as you know. We will have Day of Atonement as well at the end of this month. We must confess our sins before God because God dwells among us. Then we celebrate this Feast of Tabernacle. We always have to face our own sins. We must confess our sins before God always. Now verse 14 here. An alien living among you who wants to celebrate the Lord's Passover must do so in accordance with its rules and regulations. Even the Gentiles may observe the Passover. It's telling us here, everyone must enter into the salvation. In order for us to follow God, we must stay in the salvation. Otherwise, you cannot follow God. This is the grace of God. May every one of us have the heart to enter into the redemption salvation. In God's grace, we follow God's presence, we go forward. That's also the previous Passover is to commemorate, we enter. Now, verse 15 to 23 of these, the subtitle of this, everyone trusts and obeys. Everyone trusts and obeys. Here it talks about that everyone follows the cloud, whether to come or to journey. The cloud represents the presence of God. Every one of them follows the cloud. They journey or they camp. Now we go into the scripture, verse 15 to 23. On the day the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, was set up, that will be the first day of the first month. The cloud covered from evening till morning. The cloud above the tabernacle looked like fire. Verse 15. Of course, the priest will be in the tent and tending the lamp, lights the lamp. Everyone brings their gifts, brought their gift to God. As they did that, the cloud covered it. That's the grace of God. That's how it continued to be. The cloud covered it, and at night it looked like fire. Verse 16. At night it looked like fire. It represents the glorious coming down of Jesus, the presence of God. The Israelites, during in their own tent, they were able to see it with their eyes. Wow, that's the glorious presence of God coming down. The glory of God was right there. The cloud looked like fire. Verse 16, that is how it continued to be. The cloud covered it, and at night it looked like fire. It continued to be. It's from three Hebrew words. That's how it continued to be. So it was always. Verse 16, so. That way, it was. Exist. Always. Always like that. So it exists always. Original Hebrew text. The first day of the first month, the cloud came down, then it exists like that always. Like fire. The cloud looked like fire. And cover the tabernacle. Verse 17, whenever the cloud lifted from above the tents, the Israelites get out. Whenever the cloud settled, the Israelites encamp. Verse 17. talk about the cloud being lifted and also settled. Lifted and settled. If the cloud lifted, they settled. If the cloud settled, the Israelites encamped. Verse 17. This verse was telling us, well, it's telling us again, right? Then, you know, we could have missed out like the 18 to 23. Yet, the Bible repeatedly describe it again. Not just verse 17. It talks about many different situations, circumstances. Verse 18, at the Lord's command, the Israelites set out, and at his command, they encamped. They submit, they obey, they follow God's command. They did as God commanded. They follow the cloud. How did they follow? Any exemption? How about the period of time, long or short? What should they do? What if the cloud doesn't move, doesn't lift? How about the cloud stays for a long time? And how about if you just move again? How about during the day and during the night? That's the following verses telling us in different circumstances. Let's read it. Verse 18. As long as the cloud stayed over the tabernacle, they remained in camp. Verse 18. They will stay, remain in camp as long as the cloud stayed over the tabernacle. Verse 19. When the cloud remained over a tabernacle a long time, the Israelites obeyed the Lord's order and did not set out. Verse 19. It doesn't matter how long, it doesn't matter when, they just followed. Then they would just stay if the cloud did not move. Okay, verse 20. Sometimes the cloud was over the tabernacle only a few days. At the Lord's command, they would encamp. And then at his command, they would set out. Verse 20. Maybe the cloud moved like every few days, then they still just follow the cloud. Imagine, okay. If you have to move from house to house, it's easier for us to move house than for them to, you know, set the tent and then move the tent in the wilderness. You pack and then you got mover to move stuff for you. And then you pack down, that's it. But they were in the wilderness. No movers available. And it was so hot in the wilderness. And their livestock and everything, imagine that. They have the sheep fold, the pen for the cattle, for the sheep. Oh dear. Okay, you need to deal with the livestock and their pen, the fold. Oh, there is a lot for them to do. If the clouds stay for a long time and then you wonder, hey, God, what happened? What happened? Why are you not moving? If he moves a lot every few days, how we have to move again? Not again. And yet they did as God commanded them. So a few days, then they move as God had moved. They followed. Verse 21. Sometimes the cloud stayed only from evening to morning. And when it lifted in the morning, they set out. Just overnight. Right, overnight, right? Evening till morning, just overnight. And then in the morning, it lifted. It was only settled at night, and then in the morning, it lifted. And then they set out overnight. They haven't even got the tent all set out, all camp. They haven't packed down everything. They were only having a night. Oh, they have to move again. Whether by day or by night, whenever the cloud lifted, they set out. Verse 21. By day, it's settled until nighttime. And then the cloud lifted. And then overnight, just one night, oh, they need to move again. Like during the night. Can you see this? That if the cloud lifted at night, they still set out. Whether it's a long time, or a few days, one day, they still followed the cloud, followed the presence of God. Verse 22, whether the cloud stayed over the tabernacle for 2 days or a month or a year, the Israelites will remain in camp and not set out. But when it lifted, they will set out. Verse 22. Even overnight, they will follow. Even 2 days, a month or a year, they still followed the cloud. Verse 23, at the Lord's command, they encamped, and at the Lord's command, they set out. They obeyed the Lord's command order in accordance with his command through Moses. Every family obeyed and trust God. They encamped in alignment with the tabernacle. The cloud lifted by day, by night, whenever, and for however long or how quick it moved, they followed the cloud and camped according to the cloud. Everyone willingly did so. Everyone was willing. They did as God commanded. Brothers and sisters, the life in the wilderness, the life in the pandemic, that's how we should follow God. What does the cloud mean, represent? That's the presence of God. And here in this chapter, the insight, the light that I received today, the wilderness was hard, and yet we have the promise of the cloud. Are you willing to receive this promise and guarantee of the cloud? During the whole time in the wilderness, the cloud was with them. That's the guarantee of God's presence with them. Facing all difficulty in the wilderness, was there any water? Was there food for them? Did they have a lot of resources? Well, the sun scorching down. Will we burn? Will we burn our clothes, our shoes? What happened? The sandals. How do we meet our needs? We lack of a lot of resources. And God's promise is the guarantee. Every day He guarantees the way ahead is peace. You lack nothing. With God, we have everything. Especially today, God's presence guarantees that we will be able to walk through the difficulties. But the prerequisite is we offer ourselves to God. We are willing to enter into salvation. We are willing to align ourselves with God, trust Him, obey Him. God guarantees peace, guarantees we lack nothing. Now we are in the pandemic. Economy is suffering. A lot of us, we are worried. But I must tell you, God is with us. The whole co-workers team is experienced going through this. God is with us. During the pandemic, oh, we should stay low-key, right, as church. We do not have on-site services. There are lots of things we are unable to do. We should have stopped a lot of ministries. And yet, our Leadership Institute, over 1,110 students all over the world joining the Leadership Institute, doing online lessons. We can connect and interact with people from different places. The Philippines can respond. They can respond, give comment. The people in Japan, the people in Taiwan, and the people in Malaysia are also engaging. It was impossible before. But now, we have so many students. Wow, I truly thank God. Our messages reach all over the world. We have live stream. After live stream, you can continue to watch it on Facebook, on YouTube, on our website, on 611 website, you can still watch it. The pandemic has not stopped us going forward. We are well excited. Now we become media church. We become a media church. I do thank God. Many years ago, I really thought that we should become a media church. We should make good use of media. But we cannot do it. But now we do it. We do it. That's the grace of God. In this difficult time, God has shown us His special favor, His special grace, His presence guarantees everything. Brothers and sisters, just like chapter 1, we are being numbered and we follow God. We align ourselves with God. We align ourselves and we follow. Is God with us? God's presence is with us or not? How do we cultivate the presence of God? For the past 20 years, I have been tending the lamp in order to maintain, cultivate the presence of God. Brothers and sisters, we continue to enter into the salvation. Continue to follow the presence of God. In the previous days, God has shown us a lot of astronomical phenomena. In order for me to see His presence, a rainbow formed before my eyes. I was overjoyed. I saw cloud of fire as well. May God help us. That's how I follow God, align myself with God, submit myself to God. Brothers and sisters, let's all do it together. Together, we are going to walk through this difficult and hard time. God's presence will guarantee that. Bless you all. That's the end of the message today.